You're listening to the Wally Show podcast. You can hear the live version every weekday morning through the WayFM app or following along with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
Movie theaters have always been one of my favorite places to go, and I think that the magic starts for kids and adults alike when you get to the snack counter.
Absolutely.
And you're eyeballing the candy, you're looking at the soda machines, but then, of course, everybody does love the addictive butteriness of movie theater popcorn.
I remember going to the theater and as a kid, and we didn't have a lot of money, and so you just stared at the candy thing, it just like, man, this is great, it's like a dream, and then your mom would smack you on the back of the head and goes, quit dreaming. That's never going to happen. This stuff is too much money. I brought some candy hearts in my purse.
Ooh, nice.
And
your purse?
No,
oh,
her,
your mom.
My mom.
Your mom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Thanks. And and she would feed us that way because it was just so expensive.
It is expensive. And unfortunately, though, movie theater popcorn may be the next victim in line for supply chain shortages coming later this summer. So, you know, imagine 2 years ago, we struggled with, you know, toilet paper.
Yeah.
I think there was a ketchup shortage.
There's been a shortage on just about everything at some point in time, and it's always COVID related.
Yeah.
Still to this day.
It's thrown our world
How
for a loop.
How is it happening with popcorn, though? Because to my best efforts, I've only gone to the movie theaters twice without getting a popcorn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'll go in there and think, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it this time. This is going to be my day, and then I can't.
So
it's good.
So an executive does believe that popcorn's going to be tight because they're having a hard time, that the farmers are having a harder time growing that popcorn right
Why?
Now. And I don't know because of the
How did COVID do that?
They are, again, this is for a more scientific mind, they are saying that due to rising temperatures on this planet that corn is having a harder time growing. I'm not a scientist. I don't know if that's completely understandable.
So then it's not COVID related, it's farming related, and they're going to find a reason to raise the
yeah.
price on something that is uber cheap anyway. But the thing is, like, we went the other day and it was like a regular popcorn was $8.
Oh, yeah.
And it cost them about 8 cents to make that.
It doesn't make any sense.
They have so much margin built into that that they, even if their cost rose, they don't have to pass that expense on, and they're still making money on it.
Absolutely. One thing I do think in their favor, though, is that they're working hard to make sure that we get popcorn, because they said they could switch to the more lucrative crop like soybeans.
Oh,
and so
no.
I think, at least personally, at least they're working hard, and I will pay a little extra for the stuff that I know I'm going to love versus them saying, would you like to try our soybean popcorn?
No, that would never go. That would never go. I can't. Every time you turn around, something else. There's always some other problem, and something else is going up, and that's why we're going to be hosed here, is with inflation and everything.
Well, and when you think of concessions at a movie theater, that's the only way that movie theaters actually make
money. Right.
And so with that, if they have more supply chain issues with popcorn, you're going to have a harder time with making money at the theater, making a harder time staffing the theater, which is just gonna,
like, if you can't get it together and get popcorn in there and not charge me $18 for it, don't be mad when I bring in some potato chips.
Oh yeah,
yeah. You can't have it both ways. You're taking advantage of people. You can't have it both ways. Uplifting WayFM. This is the Wally Show, and celebrities are people too. They're just like you and I. They're normal, but we elevate them to these ranks sometimes. And I want to play a celebrity kind of trivia game just to point out exactly how human they are.
Okay.
And so I've got three unusual facts about different celebrities. We're going to cover Vince Vaughn. So if you're a Vince Vaughn fan,
okay.
We're going to cover Michael J. Fox and even model Tyra Banks. All of these people are normal, just like you, and you may not even realize that.
And they're very diverse for someone to know a lot about Vince Vaughn and
right.
a lot about Tyra Banks. You'd be a very unique, you'd have a lot of unique interests, I'd say.
Well, the thing about this is, the way I structure these questions is it's kind of like applied knowledge.
Oh, okay.
There's a fact about them in there somewhere, but you'll have to know other things. Like maybe remember some science growing up or some classes from schools. So you're not out of it if you don't know Vince Vaughn. You're not out of it.
Oh, you know, okay, you so could put your thinking cap yeah. on. Have your morning cup of coffee and get ready.
So here we go. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. If you want to play, we got a slot for you right now, and we got a WAY-FM prize pack awaiting you on the other end of this if you can get 2 out of 3 of these questions right. So if you want to play, it's our celebrity, our Celebrities Are Normal People 2 game. 855-33-WAY-FM. Let's go. 855-33-WAY-FM. So here we go. Question number one. If actor Vince Vaughn were to approve of something you did because of an injury, what may he have trouble doing to show his approval? A, giving you a thumbs up, B, giving you a high five, or C, giving you a fist bump. What do you think?
I'm going to try high five.
High five. You think his arms are injured or short like CeeLo? CeeLo would be a fun high five, I think. No, I'm sorry. He would have trouble giving you a thumbs up because Vince Vaughn, in fact, is missing part of his thumb.
He is?
Yeah, I've never noticed it before.
Yeah.
But trust me, I'm going to go back and watch every Vince Vaughn movie to find out when he lost part of his thumb. All right, David, no point there, but you're not out of this yet. Tyra Banks could never do a photo shoot. She's a supermodel with dolphins because she has a fear of them. Scientifically speaking, what is the fear of dolphins called? Is it dollyphobia, delphinophobia, or flipperphobia? What do you think?
We'll go for the second one.
Delphinophobia. It's the one that doesn't seem too obvious because Dolly would seem obvious, and you made the right decision, David. Nicely done. Okay, so that's one right. Here you go. Final one. This one is more of a general knowledge thing about Michael J. Fox. I think people know this. What does the J in Michael J. Fox stand for? Is it Jeremiah, Jack, or Andrew? What do you think?
Jeremiah.
No, I'm sorry. And it is not Jack. It is Andrew, actually.
Wait, but the J
stands for nothing.
What?
It's fake. Like, he just had an initial that he put in there. His actual real middle name is Andrew.
Oh, that's so funny.
But Michael J. Fox sounded way classier when he was coming up through the ranks. You know what? No point there. But, David, you were a delight, and you did a good job. So we have a lovely parting gift for you just for playing our Celebrities Are People 2 game.
Thank you so much.
Uplifting WAY-FM, this is The Wally Show, and people ask for prayer all the time on our prayer wall at WAYFM.com, and it's a great place where you can post a prayer request if you got something going on in your life and you want a bunch of people to pray for you. And the cool thing is when people pray for you, they just check a box that I did this, and you'll get a notification that says they prayed for you, which is kind of cool because those always come at the right time, you know, for people for sure. But some of the prayer requests, man, you're like, okay, now, how would I pray for this? This is a little challenging. Okay. Like this one. Mario said, lately my wife and my relationship has turned into shambles. Please pray that if she's not the woman for me, then she shall exit my life.
Oh.
Yeah, like I can't make that prayer. Like I can't pray that prayer.
That's
tough. Yeah, you know, but I know he's trying to figure this out. You know, I remember one time a pastor was giving an example, and he was counseling somebody, and the guy said, well, how do I know if my wife is the one? And he's like, did you marry her? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, well, she's the one. Like, figure it out, you know? And so while I can't sit there and pray that she'll exit his life because that's the easy out for him, you know, you can pray, hey, do a work in both of their hearts, God, so that they'll both see where they each need to work towards each other and figure this thing out.
It's funny how the Bible and faith usually has like a simple answer for a very complex scenario like that.
Yeah, we just make it a lot harder, you know. Here's what my brother Joel, who was in Desert Storm as a Marine veteran, is going through some difficult times right now. And I don't know all the details, but my conversation leads me to know that he needs God to show up in a big way, in a special way in his life. He needs spiritual healing, mental and emotional healing. Please pray for him and his 2 daughters and his wife. Yeah, that's the thing, man. The whole family goes through that.
Sure.
And so they all need prayer, not just him. They need the people around him need prayer for strength, patience, guidance, you know, while he needs to work on his stuff, and he needs prayer as well. And so, I don't know, maybe one of those type things like clicked with you today, and you can just hang out for a second, toss up a prayer for either one of them, or you can go to the prayer wall and find other stories of things that people are going through and pray for them. Because there's something cool that happens for you when you're praying for other people. It actually, you know, it draws you closer to your relationship with God as well. So it's kind of a win-win-win. So if you want to check it out, it is our prayer wall at wayfm.com.
Random acts of audio.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And today's random act of audio comes to Hagen, but I got a little explaining first to do, okay? So I had noticed that the Jordan Feliz song, I felt his latest one sounded a little bit in the intro like the Disney Main Street Parade. So that's the Disney Main Street Parade.
That's moving.
Yeah, so I kind of mashed them up a little bit there to see what they sound like, because they had like synthesizer intros, both of them. And so then after Hagen heard this, he said, "Hey, I heard the segment with the Jordan Feliz song sounding like the Electrical Light Parade. When you first started playing the Feliz song, I instantly picked up on the background tune, and I thought you were going to relate it to Boston's Been Such a Long Time." That's a classic rock band.
Okay.
I don't expect you to know that, Kevin.
I don't.
I definitely did not expect you to go to the Disney Electrical Light Parade. And so you said it reminded you of a classic song. I really thought that's where you're going. Well, not to disappoint Hagen, I thought, okay, well, let's try this again. And so, like, if you've got the intro to Jesus Is Coming Back by Jordan Feliz, it sounds like this. Okay, that's the intro. You hear the keyboards. All right. Now, the intro of this song with the intro to Boston's Long Time would sound like this. Ooh. Ooh. I do kind of hear it.
I like it.
I do kind of hear it. So there you go, Hagen. You asked and you shall receive. I think that the Boston one is actually more appropriate than the Electrical Main Street Parade. I think he's right on that one.
Yeah, so. And you got the chance to work with some old rock music.
Oh, that always feels good to me. You kidding me? I was a big Boston fan back in the day. So there you go. If Jordan Feliz were to play with the band Boston, that is what it would sound like. And that is your random act of audio for Hagen today.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online, and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
Oh, that's how you do it, kids.
It's The Wally Show.
So there was this guy named Benjamin. He's a 20-year-old man that had been adopted by his parents, and he had actually been searching for his birth mom for quite a number of years, and he was curious about his biological mother, and his parents did a really good job at not hiding things from him, and they were very open about it and stuff, but all he really knew was her name was Holly. And so on the other side of the story, you have Holly, the birth mom, who had Benjamin at 16. And she said, you know, he was always on my mind, more so on holidays than on his birthday. It was a roller coaster of emotions. Well, Holly had searched online and found Brandon's social media page when he was 18. She says, I found him and I was very hesitant. She told the story and she said he had so much going on in his life. The last thing I wanted to do is throw a wrench into his life. So I just kind of watched from a distance. That would be a hard thing, I think, as a mom, you know, even though you gave your child up for adoption, which, you know, it was the right decision for her, to still sit back another few years and just watch and deny what you wanted to do, and that was reach out. That's selfless, yeah. You know?
And parents always do a really good job of doing what's best for their kid, and that's an interesting way of her doing that for her son.
So then, flash forward 2 years, it's his 20th birthday, and she hits him up on Facebook, and he just lost it, but in a good way. He's like, I remember right where I was, and, you know, she, you know, it was unbelievable to have this happen after all these years of trying to find her. And so the two families met at Red Robin, which is
good choice.
Bottomless fries makes everything better, you know, because even if there's a lull in conversation, could we get more fries?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that. But here's the craziest part of this whole story. You know, they this whole time were closer to each other than they had ever realized. Benjamin volunteers at the neonatal unit at this hospital where his birth mom Holly works.
Oh,
so
no way.
Every day she would pass the unit where he was working. They both parked
goodness.
In the same garage. So as they're having their bottomless fries, they're putting all this together, you know, and it's crazy. They were so close to each other all these years and never knew that the other was there. But they finally figured it out, and now it's really cool because they get to start this new part of their lives, and they even have coffee before work.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's a great call.
Yeah, I think
love
that's
that.
Cool. I love adoption. I think it's a very selfless act, especially for like teen moms when they're not prepared to care for a child, and you know, because they're really children themselves. And so adoption stories like this, just absolutely love them.
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me right now?
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and from time to time we like to do this thing called Are You Kidding Me? Get it? Where we just talk to kids about things going on, and it's National Parents Day, and I wanted to see what kids think kind of about the job that their parents are doing.
Ooh.
Okay? But no, in a good way. Like, you know, because I think that there are things that you look at when you're a kid, that there's things your parents do that you don't understand for sure. But there are also things that your parents do that you're like, man, that's really cool. I want to do that with my kids when I grow up. Okay. So that's what we're going to focus on today with Are You Kidding Me? Now, the only rules here is you have to be a kid. Okay. You got to be a kid to call. And we love talking to you. So maybe, you know, your parents instituted a yes day where, you know, they just say yes to everything within reason for one day. And you're like, that was a great idea.
Sounds
I want to
awesome.
Do that with my kids one day. Oh, yeah, yes days, a great idea. You know, or maybe s'mores for dinner on Wednesday nights every month or whatever. I don't know. Whatever your parents do that make your life fun or better, you know, or just something you love and you want to do that when you're an adult, we'd love to talk to you right now. So 855-33-WAY-FM. That's the phone number. Make sure you get your parents' permission if you're going to call, if that's the way you guys have to do it in your family. But 855-33-WAY-FM. So put your thinking caps on and think about the things that your parents do that you really, really like and that you will do when you get older and you have your own little kids that are terrorizing you. Okay? So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. It's Are You Kidding Me? We'll take them now. Let's go. So what we're doing today on Are You Kidding Me is asking you as a kid if there's something that your parents do that you really like and you're like, you know what, when I grow up and I have kids, I'm going to do this with my kids as well.
I really like when my dad makes us crepes on Saturday mornings and they let us put extra whipped cream on it.
Ooh, that is the best. Here's another thing you could try that I did with my daughter is we made ice cream sundaes in our mouths. And so, like, yeah, I know. It's mind-blowing. So you put a scoop of ice cream in your mouth, then you tilt your head back and you pour some chocolate syrup in there and then hit it with whipped cream. My wife thought it was the worst idea ever, but my daughter and I love doing this. And I think she'll do that when she's a mom.
That sounds amazing. I'm going to ask my mom about that later.
I would ask your dad. your dad's more likely to
do
this.
Yeah, I guess the dads might be more inclined to do it.
How old are you, Bridget?
Six.
6 years old. Okay, so already at six, you know what you like and what you don't like. So what do you want to do when you're a mom someday with your kids?
Cook.
Oh, you like to cook. Okay, so what kind of stuff do you guys like to cook?
Pizza. And I made a dog pizza on movie night.
You made a dog pizza? Now, was it a pizza that just looked like a dog, or did you make a pizza for your dog?
It looked like a dog.
Oh, that's so great. What's your favorite topping to put on a pizza?
Cheese.
Cheese, okay. Do you do any, like, pepperoni and stuff, too? Or if it's a dog pizza, pepperoni? Delightful. So how do I make a pepperoni pizza?
It's just plain dough in a square, and then you can make, some ears. Spot it out with your hand into a circle.
You should start a business where all your pizzas look like animals. That would make you different. You could start a whole pizza chain since you're already doing the work at six anyway.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. It's not an order. It's just an idea. Well, good luck to you. I hope someday that I can order a pizza from Pepperoni Pizza Company and have a pizza that looks like a dog delivered to my house.
Okay.
Bye, Bridget.
Bye.
Behold God Stuff.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and there's God stuff happening all around us. And for example, while a lot of people fled to safety in Ukraine, there are 1,300 students at the Ukrainian Baptist Theological Seminary that have chosen to stay in the country and serve those in need. And they're doing this like within 15 miles of war zones.
Oh, wow.
Students are feeding and clothing people. They're sheltering refugees. They've even taken ammunition and supplies to soldiers. They've given toys to kids. Some of them have prayed and worshiped and shared the gospel with others, while others, 12 of them, are actually fighting.
Oh my goodness.
Of them have been wounded. Yeah, it's a crazy world. But one student there was talking about the time serving, and she says, when people are coming and you just know you have to feed them and you have to house them, and every day you have people and people and people, you just get through it all, and you're distracted from the war by it, you know?
It's interesting because I believe that God has us all in a place where he intends us to be. And so for those kids, it's over there. You know, for me, it's at my church serving in my youth. And in my head, I'm like, oh, man, like they're serving.
Boy, I'm
much
sacrificing.
Greater. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
it
exactly.
Takes it to a whole nother level that they are where they are.
Absolutely. And this girl was still optimistic. She says, I believe that Ukraine will win. We just have to wait for it. And here's what I thought was the interesting part of this, too, and kind of a God lesson for all of us, is like, that's the hard thing. Like, you can be on the right side of something like this war, for example, but still have to wait for an outcome. Look at the story of Joseph in the Bible. How long did he have to wait in prison to then be elevated to the highest ruling position in the land? You know, and I would imagine that this is so hard when you're in the middle of this war zone to be patient. But they haven't lost faith and even wondered, like, if God cares. They're just out there caring for others as their faith dictates until the day that they are delivered. And there you go. That is certainly God stuff today. YouTube is such a great place to learn things because they have all these tutorials. Hey, it's Wally. I'm going to do a little version of a cash out refinancing tutorial right now because I recently did one with United Faith Mortgage. So basically, here's how it works. Home values have increased, interest rates have stayed low. So you take the value of your home minus what you owe, and that's your equity. You can take out part of that money in cash, tax-free, and use it however and for whatever you want. Now, you've probably seen a bunch of ads for different loan companies, but here's why you need to talk to Ryan and his team at United Faith Mortgage.
Every situation changes the interest rate. So if you're taking cash out, not taking cash out, if you're doing a 30, 20, or 15-year term, all those things are different. So when you see those advertisements for these low rates, it's not taking into consideration your specific scenario.
So if you're thinking about doing a cash out refinance, I hope my tutorial helped you out, and you need to check out my friends at United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime, unitedfaithmortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Equal housing lender. By license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
It's today's Music Insider.
TMI.
With Gavin.
TMI, my friends.
We the Kingdom, who we all know for probably their first big hit, Holy Water.
Your forgiveness is like sweet, sweet honey on my lips.
they are a family band full of multiple generations, starting with Liz Ed and Scott Cash.
Yeah.
And then you've got Franny Cash and a couple other
cousins.
A cousin named Andrew, I think.
An odd uncle. No.
But, you know, with family bands, there's a lot of different approaches I've heard of people taking to that, where it either can end in like drama or, you know, other stuff like that. But this band, they just released a new song called Miracle Power. And Franny actually posted this video on Instagram explaining that it took nearly 4 years for them to write, produce, and release. And the process was actually interesting in how they got there.
We had a lot of writer's block, a lot of resistance. We kind of have this rule of thumb that if we don't feel a mutual excitement about something, we'll set it aside for a time when we're due and we're inspired.
Yeah, I've always been amazed by their dynamic and the fact that they've actually done, like, in essence, what, marriage counseling or couples counseling, band counseling, so that they don't ever, so that they're healthy. They stay healthy and don't end up having not only a band breakup, but a family breakup, which I think is really proactive and smart.
Yeah, and a lot of times when I think of projects that I want to get done, and I know you're this way too, we often like to just power through things and get them done as soon as possible. So for them to be patient and take the time and wait until it was the right time to release a song 4 years after
it
starting
it.
It
better be worth it. Like, all this build up in 4 years, this better be the best song they've ever written.
Well,
so
I think it's pretty good. It's called Miracle Power.
Okay, here we go. I don't like it.
Well, that's
all
I
needed.
Second.
It's all I needed. I know I don't know. Just
come on.
Some extra notes there from Franny.
Good
Nicely
job,
done.
Franny.
No, I like this. It's good. It definitely has that their vibe to it, which I really enjoy their music. So there you go. New music. What's it called, Gavin?
Miracle Power.
Miracle Power from the band We the Kingdom. And that's your TMI for today.
Just know everything's doing fine down here in Lunch Lady Land.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Lunch ladies are the best. I still remember the amazing red beehived hair of Mildred Kelly, who was my lunch lady at the King's Academy. She's amazing.
They always have red hair.
I don't know why that is, and a big hairdo, but she was awesome. She was so kind to me. And there's another lunch lady who has kind of made the news. Her name's Tammy, and every week she uses a black marker, like black magic marker, and she writes inspirational messages, not on pieces of paper, not on lunch boxes, but she writes these inspirational messages on bananas.
No way.
Which is so great.
What?
So, like, she writes something on there, and then the kids come in, and she's like, and they like it. It's kind of fun for them to see what they're going to get on which banana, you know, kind of thing.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's bananas. And so she said she writes things like spread kindness, be kind, sparkle and shine. She does about 160 bananas per week. That's a lot of inspirational messages. I might be able to come up with like 3-5 tops, you know, but she's at it every week doing this. And there's one little sixth grader. It's like, sometimes I can be negative in the mornings, and once I get a banana, it makes my day better. That's how sixth graders would say it.
I don't remember saying stuff like that in sixth grade.
Yeah, it's so great, man.
That's
I love
awesome.
That. So here's the deal. Let's say we are all lunch ladies like Tammy, and you've got a bunch of bananas to go through, and you're going to write an inspirational quote. Well, you only got so much real estate on a banana.
Yeah, it's not that big.
Yeah, so you got 5 words. What is your 5-word inspirational quote for kids that need to hear something, you know, that's good, you know, positive for them that you can write on a banana? But again, you have 5 words. I think mine is, everybody is also treading water. Like, you tend to think, everybody I used is one word.
Yes.
I saw you counting my words.
I know, but treading, such a big word
it
for
it is, a lot of syllables. but I think that a lot of times kids think that everyone else has it figured out,
sure,
and they're the only one that doesn't. But the reality is everybody is just trying to keep their head above water. They're all doggy paddling like crazy, and you're not alone. Like, the kids that seem the most confident are the ones that kind of get through it the best, probably, but deep down inside, they're just treading water as well.
Oh,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah, you're not alone. Gavin, have you had 5 words?
I wrote focus on here and now.
Oh,
because
that's good.
I think when you're a kid, you are thinking like, oh man, I can't wait to get to junior high.
Yeah.
I can't wait. wait to get to high school and college and to be an adult. Newsflash, being an adult is expensive.
And it's not fun.
Enjoy like, it's being
not
a kid.
It's not as great as you think. Like, you think, oh, wow, you get to do everything you want.
Oh, yeah.
Not true. You don't get to do everything you want. Now, you can have ice cream whenever you want, usually.
True. But everything hurts. But
yeah, you pay for that, trust me. So that's a really good one. I like that, Gavin. So, okay, what is yours? You got 5 words, 1 banana. How are you going to inspire a kid today like Tammy? All right, 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. What inspirational quote would you tell kids?
Well, you know, school is a challenge sometimes, so I would tell them, you can do hard things.
Oh, that's good, because a lot of times we want to avoid hard things, too, and it's the hard things that actually make us better, but if you're a kid or sometimes even an adult, you don't always think that way. And I think the ability to face hard things and not run from them is a great life skill that will serve kids well as they get older, too. So that's a really good one. I got you down, girl.
Well, thank you.
All right, Lacey, you're up. What would your 5-word inspirational banana be to kids today?
It would be, you can change today.
Okay, now do you mean you can change the outcome of today or you can change yourself today?
You can change yourself today. Like sometimes kids with like behavioral issues or who are always feeling a certain way, they think like, this is just who I am. Like this is just how I am. And I think it's important for them to know that you can change any day you want.
I like that. And I like that, too, like, today is a new day. Like what happened yesterday is yesterday's problems, and yesterday's done. And you can rewrite each day. I think that's why God divided day into night. It's kind of a natural reset for us to go, all right, today is a do-over. I'm going to do this differently today, and I'm not defined by yesterday.
Right.
Well, Lacey, I love it. That's a great banana.
Thank you.
Donna, what do you got? What would your 5-word inspirational banana say?
Doing your best is enough.
Now, why do you think kids need to hear that?
Well, because they don't understand that their abilities are just as good. They think, you know, this person can do this better than me, or that person does sports better than me or something. And what they can do is just as good, and they just need to know that.
Yeah, kids are very comparative, you know, and some yes. of what we do and fosters that. We have sports and we have, you know, academic challenges and things like that. And I think healthy competition is a good thing. But I think you do have to balance that out with your kids and realize, okay, maybe you're not as great as this other kid at this, but it doesn't mean that you're bad at it. It doesn't mean you're the worst. It doesn't mean you should quit. It means if you enjoy it, keep doing it, you know, and maybe work to get better at it.
That's right.
Well, I think that is a really, really good one. And something that kids and sometimes I think adults need to hear too, man. Like, except for you, Gavin.
I agree. No.
Just doing your best is not enough at work.
Come
like,
on.
You've got to be perfect. Okay.
And now for some good news.
Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and the regular news can be a little bit heavy, which you well know if you watch it for 5 minutes. And so we like to do a little thing called Good News Giddy Up. A couple rapid fire good news stories designed to make you feel a little bit better about the world. We're gonna start with you, Gavin. Good news giddy up. Go.
A 44-year-old guy from Poland is planning a crazy stunt to raise money for charity. He is going to spend 3.5 years. Running around the world, and although oceans make that impossible in a literal sense, he's going to run across Europe, Middle East, Asia, and the U.S., and by the end, he'll run the same distance as the circumference of the Earth to make that math match, which is just under 25,000 miles, and he plans to start in August.
Oh, wow. Oh, they're starting a hot month. At least start somewhere in, like where it's winter in that time of year or whatever.
But 3.5 years of just running. Yeah, I struggle to run 1 minute at a time.
Yeah, that's not fun at all. But good for him. I hope he makes it, actually. His feet are going to be so sore.
Oh, yeah.
Here's something kind of cool. There was a 13-year-old who's gone through 18 months of chemo.
Oh,
and that's hard. You always feel bad for kids that are fighting these diseases. And they're so brave and they're so strong. But this was kind of a cool thing is at the end of this, they got to do the paint job for an actual monster truck. Like, they got to design it.
That's awesome.
Yeah, which is so cool. If you're a kid and you're like, yeah, I got to design a monster truck, that would be awesome. They also did a toy version of the little monster truck, too. But that appears to already be sold out. And the money from the toys went to St. Jude's Children's Hospital.
Oh, good.
Who does great work for kids all the time. So there you go. That's going to do it for your good news. Giddy up. Look, I know one of the biggest bonuses of a podcast is being able to skip through things you don't want to hear about, but I would encourage you just to sit tight for just a second, because as the war in Ukraine enters month three, it's hard to believe it's been that long, and you watch all the stories of families being displaced and lives being shattered, and you think, man, that's really sad. I wish there was something I could do about it. Here's the cool thing. You and me and all the potties could get together and actually maybe make a difference by helping families in Ukraine who have been displaced by all this violence. There's nearly 11 million people that have been forced out of their homes. And imagine that. You can't take everything with you. You've got to just pick and choose the few things you can carry as you try to get your family to safety. They say desperate times calls for desperate measures. Well, these are desperate times. That's why The Wally Show is partnering with Food for the Poor and 3,500 pastors in Ukraine and surrounding countries to help feed these people. And here's what's really cool. You can provide a meal for 25 cents, a quarter what we plug into a gumball machine. You could actually feed a child a meal. So now do some math with me. Your gift of a dollar would actually feed a family of four. Your gift of $10 sends 40 meals. Your gift of $25 will feed 100 people who desperately need it. So while this is a really sad story on the world stage, it is really cool to see the difference that a few motivated potties could make. So text the word WALLY to 91999. That's WALLY, W-A-L-L-Y, to 91999. And we'll send you a link to make a difference today.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Betty Rock is out today with a said stomach bug. Gavin had another theory because Betty was getting her hair cut yesterday. No. You did have a theory.
Yeah, she said she was getting a haircut, and I was jokingly said, oh man, I wonder if she just got like a really bad haircut and wanted to avoid it and go get it fixed the next day.
Let it grow out a day. Yeah, I don't know. But in any case, she's not here, so you're stuck with me. We just saw the trailer for the new Disney live action Pinocchio. Yesterday.
When you wish upon a star,
star light, star bright, first star I see tonight.
You might recognize that voice, obviously. The one and only Tom Hanks as Geppetto.
Oh, America's Dad. Nice.
Yeah, I like that. And it looks really good, like the animation and stuff like that they have going on. And so I'm excited to see it. And really, I know that Disney, it can be a little controversial right now with a lot of things going on. And so it was nice to see, like, from the trailer that it's like they're staying true to the characters and they're not infusing lifestyle, you know, and things like that into it. Like, just tell a good story. Like, that's where I want to see these movies do well. If you're telling a good story and you're staying close to what it was supposed to be and not infusing agenda into it, like, man, we should celebrate that.
Oh, absolutely.
You know? Because what runs the money, or what runs the world at Disney, is the money. And so if all of a sudden they see these shows and movies do well, and the ones where they've put, you know, lifestyle or political agenda into them and inserted them where it doesn't need to be, and they don't do well, then it's like, oh, well we're going to do what works and what pays us.
Yeah, and we're talking about a movie that a lot of people grew up watching, and it's it's a huge classic for them. So I wouldn't think they would deviate from what has been the classic for years.
You would not think, you would hope not, you know, but sometimes they do. But that's what's going to actually make change at Disney, more so than picket lines and anything else. But here's the interesting thing, though. They're sending it to Disney Plus, which I was really surprised about.
So not theaters?
No. So if you have Disney Plus, they're doing it in honor of Disney Plus Day, where they celebrate the start of their streaming format. And so it's not for a while. That's the bummer. It's September 8th, so mark your calendars now. But I'm hoping that they'll do this with the normal Disney Plus subscription. Like, if you get it, maybe they're trying to.
Oh, yeah.
My guess is they'll do a big push to get people to sign up for Disney Plus, and this will be the bait for signing up for it. Because sometimes they'll release a movie, and like, I think Mulan was one of
those. Yeah, the live-action Mulan.
You had to pay for it
$20
if you wanted it now, or wait a month and you could get it for free. So hopefully this will be a freebie right out of the gate in September. But I can't wait to see Tom Hanks in this, because I just think he's great, and it's a great story. So there you go. It's a little ways away, but your kids will be bugging you about it for sure, so mark it down.
Working for a living, never had a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.
uplifting Way FM. This is The Wally Show, and we all go to work, and there are things at work that can tend to make our days a little longer, if you will, kind of get on your nerves, and sometimes it's people. They had put a list together of the things that makes people at work want to lose their cool. This one I totally identify with, the printer not working.
Oh, that's you in the morning. Every once in a while, we'll hear the, oh, come on.
I know, because I print everything out. I write my things out and my things that we're going to do for the show, and I need to have them on paper in front of me because I'm old school. I like to write notes down, and sometimes it just decides not to work. And so that one drives people nuts. Something that I don't struggle with but other people get bothered by is like colleagues taking personal phone calls at work.
Oh, and we do that a lot, actually.
Yeah, our job is ebb and flow. It's like, get your job done, and if you need to do something, that's fine, but we're not, like, on a clock, so to speak. But for other places where you guys are all putting in the same time, and somebody else is wasting that time, you know, using it for their own stuff when they should be working like you are, I can see that being frustrating, for sure. Leaving dirty cups and bowls around.
This is you?
Yeah, I'm so good. I clean. If I use a knife to make my English muffin with the butter, I wash it and put it away or put it in the dishwasher
every time,
without fail.
Your mom raised you right.
She did. And then I come here and I look at people just putting dishes in the sink, and who do you think's going to do those? Like, what in what world do you think that that's acceptable?
The amount of effort it takes to take one bowl or one spoon and rinse, and even put in a dishwasher. We have a dishwasher. Just put it in there.
And I don't know if it's the younger people that work here or the older people, because I've never seen it. They just magically appear, you know?
I've probably been guilty
of it. No, come on. I know. Be better than that.
I've been guilty of it. I've gotten better at it. I bring my own stuff in now. I try not to use our material here.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry.
You represent this show and all of my rants.
That's true.
So that's some of the negative stuff, and I don't want to live in that world too much here, but I am curious about what is the thing that your company does that is really unique that you love. Like, maybe your company every Wednesday buys lunch for everybody and brings it in or what have you. Like, we started a thing, it was a long time ago actually, they started like kind of putting sodas in the fridge for people.
Oh, so nice.
And yeah, it was just one of those little niceties. You're like, oh, well, thank you. Stock in the fridge with some sodas. That'll keep us awake. I like that. And it was just a nicety that you take for granted when the lady who refills it isn't here, and we all stand there staring at the fridge like dogs, like, what do we do? What do we do? I don't know, Rex, what should we do? How does this fill itself? The magic soda fairy's not here. And so that's one of the things for us. So what is that thing that makes your company a little bit unique at your office? The things that are done there that you're like, you know what? I like this. And who knows, you might inspire somebody else in their office to do it as well. 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours now. So is there something that your company does that's unique, and it may not even be a giant thing, but it makes you glad that you work there?
Yes, absolutely. So my company, I actually work for a dance studio in the Keller Watauga area. It's called Forerunners for the Arts. And for me personally, it's not even something that they give me, more so than just time spent with the staff. So every Thursday, we have staff prayer together, and it's just like a time of prayer and worship together. And it honestly, that's what keeps us going and keeps us unified. So that's what I love about Forerunners for the Arts.
Oh, that's really nice. I know when I've been in other ministries in other countries, that time, like devotionals with the employees all gathering before they go out and serve is really powerful. And so it's going to make you guys better at your faith, and then better for the kids and the people that you serve. That's really cool.
Amen. Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Jan, what is that thing that your company does that is unique and that you really like about working there?
Well, we actually work remotely, so we do things virtually. Like, our Christmas party was virtual. They paid for our lunch, like a DoorDash card.
Oh, that's cool.
And we all ate together, and we had trivia, virtual trivia, and we would, clue in our answers. And then on Memorial Day, because some of us had to work, not all of us, but it was slower, and we did a spin the wheel thing where we answered trivia questions. If we got it right, we got a like $25 gift card.
Oh, nice.
They just spin the wheel for like three different questions. So unfortunately, I didn't win, but it was really cool, though.
Oh, well, that's a bummer. Well, you know what? At least you tried, and they at least had the option for you. I appreciate you being on with us today, Jan. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
So, Gavin, what are some other things that people have been commenting on our Facebook? You can always, if you can't get through on the phones, you can always comment along with what we're talking about on Facebook. Just search Wally Show.
Yeah, Tim said, my office frequently breaks out into an all-out Nerf war.
Yes. Yes. I love moments of being a kid at work. That just breaks up the day, and it's fun. And then you could even spend a little bit more time plotting and strategizing. Yes. And then that's okay, too. You can't do it all the time, but a little bit of it's good.
We could turn our office into a fortress.
Absolutely. No girls allowed. Then we just go after Betty. I love so it. Good. She should have been here today. She could have been in on the planning, but this is her own fault.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and from time to time we do a little thing called Mind Blown!
Mind Blown!
This is where I attempt to blow your mind, but not only that, I want you to digest what is being discussed and then file it away for a time when you're in a meeting or at a party or some social situation, and you can pull out this nugget that you've been gifted and use it to be the most interesting person in said conversation, okay? So to show you how this works, Gavin will give me like a topic, like we're at a party and we're just having some small talk here, and then I will show you how this works.
Okay, so we got a few vacations planned this year.
Oh, that's looking, cool. Where are you going?
We're going to Gatlinburg, Tennessee. Okay. We got a Disney World trip.
Nice.
But I was looking at some travel articles, saw India as a flight destination. One of my best friends actually does live over there. I'd love to impress him with knowledge of his own country. What do you got?
That's not hard to do at all. Like, you could ask him some questions, too, and then you could impress him. Like, one of the things you could say, hey, I know that you guys are the lowest per capita meat eaters on the planet.
Okay.
Because they revere cows,
sure,
and things like that. So they only eat about 7 pounds per person per year.
Per year?
Yeah, per year. Like, the shock on your face says it all.
I think I get through that in like a month, maybe
a
week.
As a guy that's headed to McDonald's right after the show.
Yeah.
Australians actually take first place in meat consumption.
Okay.
And America's is second place, but we're not too far behind. But
okay.
Australians, the Aussies, 200 pounds per person per year.
Oh, goodness gracious. That's
I know.
So much.
I know. It's a goal. Hashtag goals. Like, that's crazy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But then you could ask a question, because that's always interesting.
Okay.
Here is you go, hey, if you live in India there, then are you in an area that is using Uber rickshaw yet? Rickshaws are those ways that they travel in India, where they'll pull you behind, like a person running or biking will pull you behind. They have an Uber service.
No
Uber
way.
Has partnered with them to provide a rickshaw service because it's more cost effective than a cab ride or a tuk-tuk.
Well, that's kind of cool to see Uber adapting to like a culture
in
somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
And so this service, though, lets you rent out an Uber rickshaw in India for hours. Like, you can have them take you shopping, you can have them make multiple stops, so it's different than here, and you can do up to 8 hours, and it will set you back a cool 169 rupees.
What,
you want to take a guess on what that is? That's per hour now.
Yeah,
169
per hour.
Rupees per hour. What do you think that's going
to
set you back?
I want to say that's a rupee is a lot more to us than a dollar. You said 169 rupees. I think it's just a dollar and 69 cents. Am I?
No, you're actually low.
Oh, really?
It's actually $2.18 an hour.
That's still amazing.
Oh, yeah. Your money goes way farther in India than it does here, for sure.
Wow.
But there you go. So you could use this if you're traveling, or you just want to be interesting while you talk about travel. Like, hey, do you guys know, I heard you talking about India. Did you know that there's an Uber India? And then, boom, you drop this on them, because everyone will be surprised and impressed, and maybe even have their minds blown.
Well, the podcast is over, but there's still the aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes, as well as connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.